You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You know, a lot of Idahoans have heard of Blue Cross of Idaho, yet you may not be as familiar with the Blue Cross of Idaho Foundation for Health. This foundation is an active partner in developing and funding innovative projects to build sustainable change. The foundation's goal is simple: to create transformational change and ultimately sustainable change. One way they do this is through the Community Transformation Grants. Joining us live in studio to talk more about this is Kendra Witt Doyle. She is Executive Director of the Blue Cross of Idaho Foundation for Health. And joining us live on the phone is Lisa Elport. She is the Administrator for the City of Bonners Ferry. Bonners Ferry was awarded one of those grants this year. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
So, Kendra, I want to start with you. First off, just tell us about the foundation and what it is.
Yeah, thanks. So the Blue Cross of Idaho Foundation, it was formed in 2003 and really with a desire to give back to Idaho. But we're a nonprofit that's really focused on the root causes of some of Idaho's most pressing health issues.
So talk to me about what some of those health issues are or what your foundation has identified.
Yeah, one of them that we selected was childhood obesity. So we created the Community Transformation Grant really out of the response to two things. One is that one out of three children in Idaho is overweight or obese. And the second is that current research was showing that our zip code predicts our health more than our genetic code. And so,
Right. Yeah, so
we were really thinking about how can we go into communities to help them mobilize around childhood obesity, to promote healthy kids through physical activity and access to healthy foods, and do this very deeply in communities over several years.
And through this, I mean, this is a statewide approach. I mean, you are a statewide foundation.
Correct. So communities that have received the Community Transformation Grant are all over Idaho. Bonners Ferry and Lisa is one of them.
So, Lisa, I want to bring you into the conversation and talk to me about the grant that your city was awarded this year.
Well, we were awarded it in 2016.
Okay.
So it's a three-year grant, or 2016. And as part of that, it was a three-year grant cycle. The first year we really devoted toward, leaning into our community is kind of the way I see it, and really understanding what community meant to Bonners Ferry with the lens of community health, childhood obesity. And as part of that, we really got a chance to learn, see the community from a different angle and sort of from different lenses. And as part of that, too, we looked at community from a different approach. We didn't just say, well, let's look at Bonners Ferry and study our boundaries. We looked at our really outwardly into our county as well and folded in another small city and our tribal community into the discussions. And, you know, what we learned from that was eye-opening, you know, and we really, as part of that, leaned in again to that process of saying, okay, now how can we make a difference?
So with that, so you are, if I'm doing the math right, into your third year of your grant. So after you leaned in and you figured out, okay, what do we need to do as a community? What have you been able to put into practice?
Yeah, so what we funded so far, so the Community Transformation Grant was an opportunity to have access up to $250,000. And we have currently, we go to council tomorrow night for our 15th, 16th, and 17th project that we are doing in our community. And those
just
range
with this
from,
grant alone.
Right, with this
wow.
grant alone. And this the exciting part about it is we've funded some smaller opportunities, but also some larger projects. But we've also really looked at funding across our whole community. So the one that we're going to be looking at doing tomorrow night will be funding a park in an adjacent city. It's about 7 miles from the city. We'll be looking at trying to build, or they're going to wanting to build a public park for the children in this kind of more rural area of the county. And really a more depressed area of our county as far as resources. So the exciting part is we're seeing this kind of what I call a ripple effect. Instead of taking one giant boulder and throwing it into a pond, we're saying, well, how many smaller pebbles can we throw in and what kind of change, ripple effect change can we create?
And what kind of changes have you seen over the last few years?
I would say some of the biggest changes that we've seen is really this idea of confidence. We're seeing a community come into this and saying, look, we have more confidence now that we can build strategic partnerships, that we can lean on each other for resources and help, and that the community itself sees itself more as a whole community rather than these silos of areas of people.
Yeah, and I'll
so
echo
that's
what
one of the exciting things.
Yeah, and I'll echo what you're saying, Lisa. That's exactly what we've heard with the other communities, that mm-hmm. this grant is so unique. Of the whole first year, the Blue Cross of Idaho Foundation just provides technical assistance to understand the community. So that's through data, voice of the community, and then really taking those assets and opportunities and starting to craft a plan. So that's what Lisa's talking about, those 15 to 16 yeah. projects is starting to build on that. But it's really bringing the community together to work smarter together to make those changes that last for generations.
Well, because every community is different, right? And so so the needs are different. And Lisa, as you said, I mean, something as simple as building a community park in a smaller rural community, I would assume, Lisa, this would be the first community park in that town.
Right.
So how does that make a difference then by building this park? I mean, it's that saying of if you build it, they will come.
Yeah, I mean, certainly there's that opportunity. If we build it, we know we're going to be tackling a community that otherwise has had very little opportunity from a public resource standpoint. So that, you know, it's sort of public play, public opportunities. And the exciting thing is one, we're telling these kids, well, you matter. So I think from a confidence standpoint, I think we're hoping to see a resiliency from these children who are going to have access to this park. But I think the community as a whole sees it as, you know, we see this as a need, and there's no failure option here. We're going to take this leap, and we're going to build this park.
So we're speaking with Kendra Witt Doyle, Executive Director of the Blue Cross of Idaho Foundation for Health, and on the phone with us today is Lisa Elport. She is the administrator for the City of Bonners Ferry. We're talking about the community transformation grants that the foundation has given out. Bonners Ferry is one of those recipients. So Kendra, how does the grant work then in regards to, does every community get this $250,000? How does that work?
Yeah, so we actually, cities apply into mm-hmm. an application process. We select our finalists, and we even go on site visits. So the Blue Cross of Idaho Foundation team, we come in, we spend about a half a day in these communities, and we meet the mayor, we meet other community partners. And then from there, we've selected anywhere from 2 to 4 cities in each grant cycle. And then, like we said, this is a multi-year grant. So it's 3 years and up to $250,000. But the whole first year, as Lisa's mentioned, it was really just understanding the community mm-hmm. and really starting to build the partnerships. And then from there, starting to craft a plan. So year 2 and 3 is really an activation of that $250,000 into physical projects like those parks. But we're also seeing funding go into some plans around walkability, bikeability, and even with the hope of potential policy changes down the road.
And you said the grant cycle. So is the grant cycle then every 3 years?
Yes, it's been every 2 to 3 years. So we just recently selected the next round of community transformation grant recipients, and that was Orofino and Twin Falls were selected.
So you really are going throughout the state. So any municipality can apply for this assistance.
Yep, they've been of all varying sizes. The city of Nampa has been our largest, and our smallest has been Lapway.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But it goes back to that idea of you can hand someone a bunch of money, but without that knowledge,
yeah,
right, and that mm-hmm. and that research, how do you make it truly sustainable? And is that's the goal?
That's really the goal. And the goal is really for this to be catalytic for these mm-hmm. communities. Is we come in as a partner. So we don't just write a check and walk away, but we come in with a partner and we bring the technical assistance. We bring national experts in really to help these communities move forward and really make these sustainable changes. And as what we've seen has been very catalytic for the communities and the work that's continuing, but also the amount of money that they're able to leverage. So while we put $250,000 into these communities, it's been a little over $2 million since we've been doing this across all the communities. Mm-hmm. These communities have gone on and have leveraged that for over $4 million in additional funding, either from their community or additional grants. And it's, so it's really impressive how this can mm-hmm. be very catalytic for the communities.
And that's ultimately the goal of the foundation?
Yeah.
So how have you been able to be able to keep sustaining this monetarily?
Yeah, it's great. So we have an endowment that was established by Blue Cross of Idaho. So our budget actually comes from that endowment. And this is such an impressive model. I mean, it's really innovative for philanthropy of the it's going deep with communities. Mm-hmm. And I think it's carrying a little bit deeper and really being that true partner. And since Blue Cross of Idaho is an Idaho-based company, this is something that they're really excited about. And they'd even like to see us expand more out of the foundation.
Really?
Yeah, they think it's really great. The impacts that we're having out of this and that sustainable change that we're getting, it's really fun.
And Lisa, would you say that you've seen this sustainable change, or are you starting to see it within not just Bonner's Ferry? As you said, you're really looking at your entire county.
Right. I would say that question will be, I think, more easily answered as we look in hindsight when we're done with the grant.
Right.
But the mayor's committed to keeping our community partners together and keeping them meeting regularly as often as we can. One thing to echo what Kendra was saying about leveraging the city of Bonner's Ferry, we're a small city, 2,500 people. We've leveraged our grant funding that we've spent so far. We spent $234,000, just a little over that, and we've leveraged a little over $200,000. So we see the benefit when we come together as a team, I guess, or as a committee, team atmosphere to say to funders, look, come fund us, because we can say collectively as a group, this is what matters to our community. You're not going to be competing. We're not going to be competing with those funds elsewhere in our community because this is the number one priority. Well, and the other foundations and granting groups have come to us and said, we want to be part of this. We want to be a partner because we see the vision is so much more clear with these types of setups than all of these different groups trying to compete for the same funds.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in and talking about this today and opening our eyes to this, because I think it is something that the average person may not be aware of. Our guest today, Kendra Witt Doyle, Executive Director of the Blue Cross of Idaho Foundation for Health. And on the phone today, Lisa Elport, Administrator for the City of Bonner's Ferry. We've been talking about the community transformation grants that the foundation has been granting these last few years. Bonner's Ferry was awarded one of those grants. Thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Up next, helping children with special needs in the Magic Valley. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.